Sounds good.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Global Movement Makers Telesummit. I have a great person for us today who is a global movement maker herself, and it's Carrie Murphy. Following a near-death experience in 1997, Carrie is now on a mission to awaken millions. So you want to talk about somebody who's got a big mission, who thinks big. Carrie is the gal for you. She's a soul success coach, a speaker, a best-selling author, and an award-winning host of a globally syndicated show called The Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul. And on this show and through all of her work, she inspires her audience, her clients, her readers to expand the horizon of their imagination, unleash their potential, and create pathways to unlimited abundance. So Carrie's somebody who's got it all. And I always think of it as there's three big components. You have to get your mindset right. You have to get it linked up with your heart and your mission. And you got to be able to articulate it as a message in a way that inspires everyone. And Carrie is somebody who's really put it all together. And now she is passionately devoted to supporting conscious entrepreneurs to build their business, empower her clients and her audience and her readers to unleash their greatest potential. So, Carrie, welcome to the show. We're so thrilled to have you.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Margaret. I'm very, very happy and excited to be here.
I'm thrilled to be able to interview you because I'm just crazy about what you do and the way you think about things and how you've been able to just put it all together. And you put it together under this term that you use called the Soul Success Coach. So I love that term, soul success. And I like putting it together because it's like putting together the right brain and the left brain together and making it all work. So tell us a little bit about what soul success means to you and how you got started.
Sure. Well, I started off in counseling psychology many years ago, and after my near-death experience, I didn't do things as traditionally as I once did. So I became a life and business coach, certified as a life and business coach, and started working on things in a progressive way with people and with clients. And I call it soul success because I do it from the perspective of your soul. So we kind of blend the energetic and the practical. And I've really learned how to approach success in ways that actually work and ways that don't leave me or my clients feeling drained or frustrated or unfulfilled. And here's the thing. I feel like I've coached and spoken to audiences of men and women from all walks of life, you know, whether they're business owners or healers or teachers or doctors or actors or homemakers or celebrities. They all kind of want the same things. They want a sense of joy. They want fulfillment. They want connection and love and abundance and a sense of vitality. And all of those things come together to combine that foundation for what we call success. But what I found is that in blending the energetic and the practical allows for us to develop this magnetic presence that allows for all of that and more. And that's what I'm excited about talking about today, because I think our topic is developing an irresistibly magnetic presence. And the way that you do that is both practical and energetic. So that's kind of what soul success is all about. It's hitting things from all cylinders, but it's doing it from a broader perspective of the soul so that you're having fun in the process. You're not just racking up, you know, accomplishments and feeling frustrated and overwhelmed. It's about enjoying the journey.
That's exactly what happened to me that put me onto this path that I'm on. I was in corporate America for many, many years, and at one point listening to a telesummit? I don't know. I was listening to a recording, and somebody was talking about what you want out of life, and they asked me this. They threw a question out that, for me at the time, was an oddball question. It said, I don't want to know what you want to do or what you want to accomplish. I want to know how you want to feel.
Yes, and the essence of that. And that's
exactly.
That's so true. It's the essence of so many people set all these goals, and it's really about, well, why do you want that? What is the essence of what it is that you're trying to attain or achieve? What is the feeling underneath it? Because that's what you want to strive for. Because if you're just striving to achieve a goal, you're going to achieve it, and that success is going to be so fleeting. It's going to be so quick, and it's going to go pretty quickly. So the idea here is about it's sustaining that level of fulfillment, in success. It's not about just achieving goals. It's having fun in the process. But that's interesting. I didn't know that you were in the whole corporate world. So you know what I'm talking about here.
Yeah, and I realized that there was a whole piece, there was a level of dissatisfaction that I had that really hadn't bubbled to the surface yet. And when somebody asked that question, it was, kind of like a pattern interrupt for me. And then you go, well, wait a minute, I don't know. And then you realize that everything that you do, all the choices you make, what kind of car you choose to buy, where you want to go on vacation, what kind of job you want, it made me realize all of that is about what you want to feel. And even when you ask somebody, well, I want more money, they tell you. And you say, well, why? Mm-hmm. And they'll say, well, because I want to do whatever. And, I want financial freedom or I want to travel. Mm-hmm. And then you start asking, you keep saying why, you will always get back to because of something that you want to experience or feel.
Mm-hmm.
So everything eventually goes back to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, with regard to generating positive momentum and stepping into a new reality that allows for this kind of broader success that we're talking about, that includes really feeling fulfilled and feeling what you want to feel, not just accomplishing goals, I found that it's important to first identify what are your barriers, what are those self-sabotaging behaviors that are preventing you from experiencing, all the feelings and the essence of what success means to you. So I'd love to talk about that, like some of the things that I notice people going through most often. I have four primary self-sabotaging behaviors that I notice. You have to identify those first before you can transcend them. So would you like for me to go through those?
I would love for you to go through those, but I'm going to interrupt real quick and say, everybody grab a pencil and paper and your notebook, because we've been keeping a notebook here. So as you talk about them, I want you guys to write them down so you can remember them. Go ahead.
Right. Well, and the thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to give them to you, but I'm also going to offer you an inspired action step. Okay, so that you can identify, one of these things that may be going on in your life and then how to shift it. So the thing that I notice most, here's one of them, focusing on what's not working or what's not going right, right? And that clearly serves as a roadblock because anytime we think about or speak about what's going wrong, we feel frustrated, we're dissatisfied, and we're not in the space or even the vicinity of inspiration. So an inspired action step to shift away from that is start to ask yourself a new question. Well, what is going right or what is working? And I encourage my private clients to create a daily momentum journal. And this is like an evidence journal of everything that is working. And so you can even get different colors for different parts of your life. Like some of my clients have a red one for love. And so their daily momentum for love, it's when they go in there and they talk about all the things that are working in their relationship or all the things about their partner that they love. And the idea is shifting your focus to what is working. And then they'll have another one for their career or abundance. And maybe it's green or whatever color you like. The idea is keep it with you all the time and write in it every day because you want to change your focus. You want to get in the habit, and it is kind of training yourself to shift your focus from what's not working, what's not going right, onto all the things that are working. So that's the first one. The next one, and you know, this is so common. I mean, it happens to us all, feeling like you have no value or forgetting your unique abilities or what an amazing person you are. A lot of times we obsess about the past or our lack of success or our lack of goal achievement, and that keeps us really stuck or in this debilitating state of lack. And, we need to get out of that. And so an inspired action step, and notice I'm saying inspired because you want to do it from a space of fun and joy and inspiration, not from a space of, oh, my God, I got to change this. I got to do this. You don't want to do it from that space. You want to do it with a sense of joy. So the action step there is When you hear that little voice inside yourself, that kind of gremlin voice saying, you haven't done that right, that's never worked for you, you're just not so good at that. Those, you know, whenever you hear that, what I want you to do is turn down the volume, visualize a dial, and you just kind of in your mind visualize that dial, and you just turn down that voice, okay? We're not going to give it any attention. We're turning it down, and instead, you want to turn up the volume of your true self, the one that I feel brought you to this telesummit while you're listening right now, the one that knows the truth of who you are and how much value you have. And so you want to just turn that up and also start to celebrate all the little small successes in your day, all the things that you did well, and make it your daily intention to find things to celebrate about yourself. And that may sound selfish or whatever, but it works. And you do need to nurture yourself, and you do need to start celebrating yourself. And then it becomes a lot easier and more fun. So you want me just to go through the last two, or keep going?
Keep going. I like them. Yeah, these are
great. Okay, good. The next one, and these are like the top four I noticed. The next one is comparing yourself to others. So do you find yourself comparing yourself to others, and then you feel negatively about yourself compared to them? And I find comparison doesn't work. Clearly it doesn't work. It doesn't motivate us to do better or be more. It really just makes us feel like we're not good enough as we are right now. So the inspired action step is when you find yourself in that comparison game, I want you to start instead doing something different. Start to notice how similar you are with that individual. You know, instead of noticing all the differences, start to notice how you are alike, because you might be surprised at how similar you really are. Secondly, I want you to create a list of 25 adjectives that describe your unique genius, brilliance, what makes you unique. And whenever you find yourself in that comparison mode, I want you to pull that list out and read it, because, again, this is all about shifting your focus back on empowering yourself. And you can keep that list in your wallet or your purse or your briefcase or whatever, and just pull it out when you find yourself feeling a little lull in your energy or you find yourself comparing. And the final one is, and I see this happening a lot, if anyone's just tuning in, this is talking about self-sabotaging behaviors, when you chase away relationships. Sometimes people always find something missing in their relationship, or they find fault with another person, whether it's their partner or their children or a friend or a colleague or their boss or their client, okay? And underneath that is usually just some kind of fear of exposure or something that causes them to distance themselves from somebody. So the inspired action step here is, if you find yourself doing that, which we all do, by the way, start to create a list of the qualities that you value in a relationship, in a partnership, whether it's personal or professional, and list those qualities that you want to attract in a mate or in a client or in a boss or whatever. And then here's the kicker. Here's what you really want to do. I want you to look at that list of qualities that you want to attract in a partner, and the idea here is you start to cultivate those qualities in yourself. That's what really works, because as you start to cultivate those qualities in yourself, you become magnetic to others. You develop that irresistibly magnetic presence, and that's how the universe works. It's not waiting for people outside of you to change. You have to cultivate those qualities within yourself to magnetize the people and opportunities that you really want. So I think I kind of went through those kind of quickly, but hopefully that was helpful.
I love that, because I was going to ask you to share some of the keys that you think for developing an irresistible magnetic presence. And I like that. List the things that you want in someone else and start cultivating them in yourself. Are there other things that you could share around that topic, or developing a magnetic presence?
Yeah, and I feel like there's three steps, you know, identifying the barriers to your success, which I just talked about, which is identifying the self-sabotaging behaviors and then using some new inspired actions to shift those. And then next, you want to identify and clarify what it is that you do want and what it is that you do want to experience. So sometimes it's, I find there are two questions that you can ask that really jumpstart this process. And that is, where is my attention? What is my intention? Those two questions really help you identify, you know, what you are creating. And if it's not what, if your attention or your intention is not directed at what you want to create, it's time to shift it. So, where is my attention? Because where we place our attention, we're only going to amplify results that are in that direction. What is my intention? Intentionality to me is the key to any kind of transformation. So you want to, what is my intention in this, as I go into this meeting? What is my intention as I go to dinner with my partner? What is my intention? So you want to make sure that your attention and your intentions are directed in toward what you want to create, what you want to experience. And, you know, you have to ask yourself, what do I want to experience? And get to the essence of it, like we were talking about before. What do I want to experience? And am I creating that now? Am I fueling that, or am I fueling something else? So as we begin to observe our focus with greater consistency, we can train ourselves to notice where we might need to shift our attention. And then it becomes a lot easier to consciously redirect it to what we want. But it's important to identify first what it is that you want. And I want to add here, because I'm feeling compelled to add it, it's important when you're identifying what you want not to fixate on what's wrong or what's missing, okay, because that blocks the flow of inspiration. Your soul cannot reach you and connect with you and communicate with you through inspiration if you're focused or fixated on what's wrong or what's missing. It's a real, you know, interesting, energetic tool that, to me, it's like the most profound results are when people realize the power of their focus, their creative abilities, and all they have to do is shift away from fixating on what's wrong or what's missing so that they can receive inspiration, so they can identify what it is that they truly want to experience. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense to me. I'm a huge fan of meditation, and for me, meditation is a way of doing all these things that you just said. So I can start to recognize patterns in myself that I may not even be aware of by through meditation. I also can get right here in the here and now, so which is directly related to where is my attention. I used to have a lot of trouble with obsessive thought thinking, where it just ran over and over and over in my head, something, and I couldn't get through it. And meditation was a way that allowed me to break that cycle.
Yeah. And it quiets the mind so you can hear the voice of your soul trying to communicate with you.
That's exactly what it is. And then you can really, really get after that question, what is my intention? What do I really want? And oftentimes what we want answered or what we're spending our time on isn't really it. And that's when I realized, gosh, I spend all my time in corporate America, and it's just draining me. And, you know, and I was very successful at what I did, but I realized this isn't what I want, but it took till I could quiet myself, quiet my mind to do that.
Yeah, it's so important because, you know, you've probably heard that phrase, where your attention goes, energy flows. So you want to make sure that your attention is on what you want to create more of. And I find that the less attention that my clients give to, and this is a real important, like, aha that I see clients go through, the less attention they give to explaining or justifying or defending or analyzing or rationalizing why they aren't experiencing success or why they're not attracting new clients or why things don't work out or why they don't feel healthy, the sooner they move their attention away from that, the quicker they shift into the space that allows for change. And people don't realize that it's what they're focused on that they're creating more of. And so often, you know, you hear people telling the same old stories about, you know, and analyzing and justifying why they feel that way and blah, blah, blah. And then they wonder why they're stuck or stagnant or frustrated in their lives. And all it takes is a shift away from putting your attention and your energy on all of that so that you open up to this whole new vista, this whole new world of possibility that lies just beyond all of the, you know, those old stories. And once people realize the power of that, their attention, their focus, what they're talking about, what they're most consistently focused on, they realize they can create anything just by just a little shift like that. And yeah, it does take practice and consistency, but once you realize it works, it becomes really fun.
It's like a muscle, and once you learn to start using it, then you make that you know, mental muscle, not a physical muscle, you make that stronger, and you find yourself then doing it without even and realizing. One of the things that one of my mentors taught me to do very early on, because she goes, I want you, and it sounds silly, and it sounded silly to me. Everything that you do, simple things, you're going to go cook dinner, you're going to go to the store, think of three different ways to do it. Three different ways to take the dog for a walk. Mm-hmm. Three different ways to, you know, serve dinner, whatever. She goes, because I want you to put your mindset in all the possibilities of every little thing that you're doing and not getting out and get your mind away from, you know, what's not working. And then when you get stuck, you will have developed the mental pattern, that muscle, to always say, what's the three things, what are three ways that I could go do this? Rather than going, oh my God, I'm stuck. So at first, you know, I'm doing it, and it feels kind of silly. Well, you know, okay, there's three ways to take the dog for a walk. This sounds really silly, but, you know, once
so much sense, because you're expanding into the world of possibility and you're training yourself to live in that world of infinite possibility instead of that little, small, limited world that so many of us live in until we realize there's so much more just right outside of all those boundaries that we've placed, you know, around ourselves. So I love that. I've never heard it described like that, but I think it's a great idea. It's just living in the world of possibility.
Exactly. It took my brain off of autopilot is what it did.
Well, I'm all about that, like shifting away from being in that autopilot mode I think one of my greatest passions is reminding people their power to create their lives through their thoughts, through their intentions, through their emotions, through their focus. They're creating things around them. I know a lot of people don't believe that because they don't want to think that they are responsible for what is happening around them or what they're creating. But once you get the hang of this and you realize how powerful you are, it becomes really fun because you realize I'm in complete control of what I draw into my experience now. And, you know, fun stuff. I mean, I love empowering people, and they get into that. They do it more consistently, and then they really do redesign their reality. And it kind of leads me full circle to, you know, this whole topic of developing the irresistibly magnetic presence. There's three parts. You know, the identify the barriers to your success, clarify what you want to experience, and then the final part is redesign your reality from the inside out. And I'd love to talk quickly on that so that I can wrap it up in a full circle kind of way, if that's okay.
I'd love that. I have not heard that term, and I was writing it down while you were talking. Redesign your reality inside out. Love it. Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. To me, it was described to me this way a while back, and it really made sense to me, how we can liken our reality to similar to, like, on your computer. You can hit the, like, reload, refresh button, right? Just like you have on your computer. You can kind of do that with your consciousness. And it's, you kind of press the button, you reload, and it's all fresh and all new. It's kind of like, and I love to give people a little visualization. sometimes it's really helpful for people to have a visual. Like, visualize yourself every morning pressing that reload reset button, this brand new vista, brand new reality. Visualize yourself walking up a beautiful stairwell or escalator or something, and when you get to the very top, there's this beautiful door, whatever style, you know, is appealing or pleasing to you. When you get to the top of that door, that's the beginning of your day. You open it up, and there's this whole new world of possibility there for you. And what you're going to do then is visualize yourself walking through it. You close the door behind you, and yesterday and all the stress and the struggles and the stories and the blah, all of that stuff, you close it, and it all disappears, and it kind of merges with the universe, and it no longer exists. So before you lies a completely open field of possibility. And that's what everybody can do every single day. And part of that is stop repeating and retelling and rehashing all the old stories. Let them go behind that door. And one way to do this, because I want to give people a practical thing to do that I have found works wonders with private clients, is I have them, and this is for the purpose of sort of redesigning their reality, I have them create a new story, and I call it creating a brand new life script, okay? And the idea is you can write it down or you can record it. A lot of people have those recording apps on their iPhones or their phones or their computers. The idea is you want to write, it's sort of like a thank you letter to the universe, as though it's a year from now, and or like you're talking to a friend, and you want to describe all of the amazing things that you wish to experience in your life as though they've already taken place. And you want to express immense gratitude and put lots of emotion in it and describe things as though they've already taken place. This is so effective, and when you write it out, you can hit every cylinder. You can personal, professional, romantic, health, wealth, whatever, all of it. Put it all in there, and then it can be as long or as short as you want it to be. But if you record it in your own voice, play it back to yourself every day for, say, at least 21 days, or you'd be amazed what starts to happen. You start magnetizing all the cooperative components, the people, the opportunities that will make that happen. And the clients who have done this and stuck with it, they usually have to create a brand new one within a few months, you know, because everything that they put on that life script that they wanted to happen within the year happened within 3 months.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's fun too, and it's fun to create a new one because it's really just reminding people that their creative potential is infinite. It's limitless. You just have to tap into it.
Oh, yeah, and all of this is really about creating abundance in your life. Mm-hmm. And I know that you offer a lot of programs and classes about generating abundance, and you've given us some great ideas. So I want to ask you, what does abundance mean to you, and how do you suggest that people step into that flow of abundance that we all deserve?
I feel like abundance is a feeling. It's a feeling that you look around you and you notice the abundance of everything in life, as opposed to looking around you and noticing the shortage of everything. Once you begin to do that, you start to attract the abundance of money. I think a lot of people think abundance and they think equals dollar signs, it's only money. Well, here's the thing. If you start looking abundantly at life, that is a natural byproduct. You're going to draw in wealth with regard to money. It's going to flow in because you have to be at the same vibration of abundance in order to attract it. So for people who are wanting to make more money, you have to first start looking at abundance in a new way. You have to expand your definition, and you have to begin to notice the abundance around you. Look at the beauty in nature around you. Look at what is going right in your world. Start to notice the abundance of opportunity, and then you will receive it, and it will come in dollars. One of the greatest things that I have noticed is that the more we chase money, or the more we chase abundance or struggle to get it, the more fleeting it is. And what I like to remind my clients is how it really is an inside job first. And then they realize once you're in that space and place, that energetic frequency, people naturally just flock to you because you have that magnetic presence. You have to develop abundance from the inside first. And then, you know, naturally you're going to get inspiration. When you're in that space, things are just going to happen. You're going to get an idea like, oh, I should do this. Oh, I should do this. Or, you know, an email comes in or somebody calls you, or things just sort of happen in the flow that way. So you're having fun generating even greater levels of abundance, because when you're chasing after it, you're struggling to get it. First of all, you get burnout, you're not having fun, and no one around you wants to be around you because you're kind of no fun to be around. So the idea is generate it from inside, take the inspired action that comes from that space, and I'm feeling like people are going, how do you get to that space? I think you had mentioned meditation is a good way. Go outside in nature. Take some walks. Take some gratitude walks. I do that every day with my dogs, where you notice the abundance around you. I will, in my mind, with my dogs on these gratitude walks, notice the beauty around me. And I come back home. I'm in my home office, and I'm energized, and I'm in that space of abundance. And then the ideas flow. And then I'm in the energy that attracts people or opportunities. And anybody can do this. It's not rocket science. It's not difficult. It may require you changing your habits a little bit, but it feels good, and anybody can do it. And then the abundance starts to roll in as if by magic, but it's not. It's just that's the way the universe works. It's responding to the signal that you're putting out.
Oh, yeah. If I have to write something that I know, excuse me, I'm going to struggle to write, or, you know, I'm feeling resistance to it, I do the same thing that you said. I take my dog for a walk, mm-hmm. and what I do is I work very hard to keep language and words out of my head. So if I'm looking at the tree, I'm not thinking, oh, that's a beautiful tree. I'm trying to experience the feeling that comes with, wow, that's really, you know, it's fall here, so the trees are pretty. Mm-hmm. But try to, it takes practice to let go of the words and just get into the feeling. And then when I come back, and if I can stay in that state and sit down and write, words come in such a better way, in such a different, you know, format, and it flows. So mm-hmm. I like that you said you do the same thing when you take your dog for a walk and just focus mm-hmm. on, you know, the abundance around you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess the main thing here is abundance comes when you are in a state of joy, and when you're in a state of noticing abundance around you, it starts to naturally flow into your life in every form, through, you know, professionally, personally, through your health, wellness, everything. You start to just get into the flow of life, and that's what I want to encourage people to do. It's success to me, all of this success stuff, it's really... It doesn't matter unless you're having fun. You know, you've probably heard that phrase. It's the joy is in the journey. You got to enjoy the journey, or else none of that matters.
You're so right. You're so right. So one of the things that I also know from reading your work is that you talk a lot about the power of setting intentions. Can you talk about that and how that works?
Yeah, intentions to me are like spiritual fuel. That's how you generate momentum. And I think, you know, the morning or the evening, those two times are the most powerful creative times of the day, especially every morning. I encourage people, before they even get out of bed, first of all, lay there for 2 minutes and just appreciate your life. Get your signal up there, because we all go out there and we emit a signal, a frequency, a tone, and you want yours up there. And I always intend to do that every morning. That's my intention. And my intention, I always set the intention to find as many reasons to feel joy as I can in every day. And I've been doing that every morning for a long, long time. And it works. A simple intention to find things to celebrate about yourself, about life, about your family, Those intentions, they jumpstart the process of your day. They jumpstart the energy so that you are, instead of waiting for life to happen to you to determine your mood or your energy, you're determining that first. You're setting the intention. You're setting the tone for your day instead of waiting for something else to determine it for you.
Oh, I like that. You choose how you want to feel for the day.
You be your own tone setter. Don't wait for something outside of you to determine how you feel. You set that intention, and you intend to find joy in as many moments as possible and intend to connect with every person that you come into contact with, intend to feel abundant. You know, simple intentions like that have profound results. Like, you can change everything by setting intentions. And I think I said earlier, intentionality, living with intentionality, is truly the key to transformation to me.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to write that. Say that last slide again.
That intentionality is the key to transformation. It goes back to what we were saying earlier. It takes you off autopilot because you are intending how you're going to feel. You're intending what's going to happen each day. You're setting intentions for how you want to feel, and no one's going to rock you off center because you have laid the groundwork, the energetic groundwork, with your intention. It doesn't mean things aren't going to happen around you that you didn't expect, but you know what? They're not going to shake you off center because you are grounded and centered. You have intended how you're going to feel and be and experience the world each day.
That's very profound. I like that. I love that saying, and I might write that one down too. Intentionality is the key to transformation. I like the way you say things in a way that are, they're almost like sound bites, but they pack so much in, you know, so much is behind, you know, those simple, what, 6 or 8 words.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
so
you.
So you set your attention and you're starting to build some momentum. I would love for you to talk a little bit more about generating the momentum and keeping it going, and how does this work, and how do we all do that?
Momentum, to me, happens moment to moment. And I always like to remind people, the only power we have is in the moment, because the past no longer exists, the future's not here, and all we really have is now. Even if we are talking about yesterday or talking about the future, guess what? We're doing it now, right? So now is really the only moment that exists. And so that's where we generate our momentum. And we can choose where we've placed our focus and attention, and that generates momentum. I don't think people realize sometimes that in every moment they are generating some kind of momentum, you know, whether it's positive or negative, but they are. And so the idea is to consciously generate some positive momentum from moment to moment. And you do that by not analyzing the past or the future so much that you take all the fun out of the present, you know. Or I always tell people, worrying is praying for an outcome you don't want. So you want to shift your focus to generate some new momentum. If you're worrying, you're praying for an outcome you don't want. You're not generating some very productive momentum there with worrying. So you want to focus your energy on what you want to create instead of what you fear. That right there, when people learn to do that, their lives transform. And they change, and because they realize that momentum is self-generated. Joy is self-generated. These things don't fall into our laps after something external happens. And all of these possibilities exist in each precious moment. We just have to acknowledge our creative power and direct our lives and generate the momentum that we want to experience.
Oh, I love that, because it really puts it squarely on my shoulders and everybody's shoulders, is to take responsibility. So
yes.
A lot of our audience really have something powerful that they want. They want to make a difference, or they want to make more money, or they want to get out of whatever situation they're in into a different situation, and they want to improve their lives. And it all starts inside, and there's and a lot of people, when I counsel people, I find that they're looking out for, well, if it wasn't for this person or that event or these things, or I don't understand social media, or I don't know how to build a website, all that's outside. And what you're saying is that we all have the ability, and it's inside. And
that puts
the responsibility squarely on each and every person's shoulder.
It is, and I think people may hear that word accountability and responsibility and cringe a little bit, but that's what soul success is to me, is claiming accountability and responsibility for what we're creating. And it's like I mentioned before, the sooner we stop explaining, justifying, defending, rationalizing why things are the way they are, the quicker we can shift into something new. Because you can't create something new from the space of lack, or the space of focusing on what's not working or justifying why something isn't happening. They're two different vibrational frequencies that you can't find a solution if you're in the middle of a problem. So the sooner someone gets away from that, the sooner the inspiration is going to come and things are just going to flow a lot more easily.
Right. When you're blaming, explaining, rationalizing, giving away your power, and when you shift into your creative space, you've reclaimed all your power again. Oh, I like thinking about it that way. It's not accountability, I said, and responsibility, but it's really about owning your power.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and I love it. Well, that's the greatest gift you can give yourself.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's to empower yourself. And probably everybody's heard this, but, you know, it's the old the Wizard of Oz story at the very end. You know, the fairy godmother says, you had the power inside you all along. You just had to learn it for yourself.
Yes, exactly. I always look at it as we are these beautiful, brilliant, infinitely capable beings, and I was able to realize that very clearly with my near-death experience, and I'm able to see that in people. And it's a matter of shedding the layers of false beliefs about ourselves and all the things we've carried with us for a long time, and it's letting go of all those so that our beauty and our light can shine through. Yeah, and so that story, the Wizard of Oz story, is so profoundly beautiful, and that's what it's all about. As we start shedding the layers of who we are not and allow who we really are to shine through, life becomes a lot more beautiful.
Oh, yeah. So how do you stay inspired each day? Everybody, me included, you know, we have things that knock us off our game, and intellectually I know all these things that you're saying. So do you have a personal routine that keeps you grounded, or how do you stay inspired?
Yeah, I do have different things that I do every single day, and it's just sort of second nature to me. Like I think I mentioned before, every night and every morning, no matter what, I spend at least 2 to 3 minutes focusing on everything that went right, you know, that day. So every evening when the lights are out, nobody's talking to me, I go over my day. And I'm able to remember things that I forgot about. Like, wow, I had a much better day than I even remembered. I already thought I had a good day, but wow. I rack up like all the great things that went well that day. I don't lay there before I go to sleep fretting about the things that went wrong, because when I wake up, you're still in that vibration. So the key is, before you go to sleep at night, you want the last few minutes to be you focusing on every single thing you can remember that went right that day, that went well, that made you feel happy. And then I do the same thing the first few minutes when I wake up, with no exception, every day. And it jump starts the way I feel. It jump starts my momentum so that I feel great. I'm focused on all the beautiful things that I have to appreciate in my life. And I get up, and I have a lot of different things that I do. Being out in nature is important to me. I'm outside a lot. I try to be out as much as I can, depending on the weather. But it's also just a matter of surrounding myself with people who, and you've heard this phrase, but that raise you higher, that lift you up, that support your dreams. There is no one in my life that does not support me, and I support them. Sure, you have family members and things like that that may not be aligned, so to speak, But that doesn't mean you have to spend all your time with them. You know, I think the more discerning we are about our environment and who we surround ourselves with, the better. And so life is really beautiful. I really make an effort to notice everything that's working. And then, and you know, one other thing that I do every day, Margaret, I say, and this is, I've been doing this for years, and I say something as simple as the mantra of every day gets better and better. Every day. And I say it in the back of my mind. Every day gets better and better. Every day my health gets better. Every day my financial situation improves. Every day my relationships get better. I say those things. It's like a running commentary in the back of my mind every day. And guess what? It happens. I make that my reality.
Wow, I like that one.
Good. Little simple things like that work. The simpler,
you know,
the better.
I have one that I say that things that I want come easily to me,
mm-hmm.
Is one that I always say, and I have another one, I finish everything I start. But, you know, I'm going to add this one. Every day gets better and better. I can just feel that one resonates with me.
Yeah, because you're including everything.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I may even replace the, you know, I get what I want, you know, or what I want flows easily to me with
mm-hmm.
everything gets better and better. It's a little
every
broader.
Day gets better and better. It just does, and it just feels good when you say it. And then you notice that every day does get better and better. Things look brighter and more beautiful. Everything does stem from that. Your relationships do get better. Your financial situation does improve. You feel healthy, more vibrant, more vital, more alive. And but it takes, you know, consistency with these self-nurturing things. But it feels good, and it works.
Yeah, so that one's going on my list of things to implement immediately, and I figured out where I'm going to use that. So when people, you know, I'm on the phone or talking to people a lot. I talk with a lot of people, and it's always, hi, how's it going, or hi, what you doing, or hi, how you feeling, and that's going to be my response. Instead of saying good or fine or okay, I'm going to respond every single time with every day is better and better.
Oh, I love it.
So,
yes,
so
exactly.
On the phone. Anybody who talks to me on the phone, catch me. If I don't say it, you better call me out.
You will start a new ripple effect so that other people will say that and create that in their lives.
Oh, yeah, it's another rock in my pond.
Exactly, exactly.
So I'm very conscious that we're running out of time. And, Carrie, you have shared so many amazing strategies and tips and things, actionable things that people could walk away with and go do. But I really want to close with a big call to action. Everybody sit up a little straighter, get your pencil and paper and your notebook. Carrie, can you share what you think are the top 2, 3, 4, whatever the right number is, the things that people can go do when they hang up and immediately start to implement?
Well, sure. First of all, I would encourage you to get your free gift that's right there on the speaker page. It's a bonus gift package that I have for you. And one is an ebook, and it's called 14 Days to Creating Lasting Change in Your Life. And that will jumpstart all these things that we're talking about. I encourage you to start generating some positive momentum. And all of these things in this package are free. And I also included a Heavenly Inspiration to Nourish and Empower Your Soul ebook. And those are just daily inspirational images and nuggets of wisdom that hold the power to nourish you from the inside out. And then finally, there is an MP3 recording called Success Generating Secrets for Mastering Your Mindset, which I gave you some tips and tools a little bit today regarding that, but this is another hour or 75-minute teleclass recording where I talk in more depth about how to master your mindset so you can elevate your financial status or take control of your life and your future. So I encourage you to take advantage of this free offer and enjoy it. Enjoy it. And listen to the replay of this. That way, You may have missed some of the, it's interesting because on my radio shows, people who say they go back and listen to it again and again, they hear something new each time. So I would encourage you with all of these amazing calls that Margaret has brought together here, listen to them more than once because you'll hear something new each time, I assure you.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Love that. Love that.
Yeah.
And I have found that for myself. Sometimes when I listen to something, especially if I go in looking for something specific, I'm picking up a recording or I'm listening to a training because I'm trying to find something, and then I go back again, and because I'm not focused on one thing, it's like, oh, my gosh, I missed all this other stuff. What was all this kind of good content?
Exactly. Or you hear something that resonates with you, and so you're busy writing it down, and you're missing the next thing that's being spoken about. So I encourage you, go back and listen to these recordings because there's a lot of wisdom from all these amazing speakers that you've brought together here. So it's really about taking control of your life, really, really taking some empowered accountability for what you're creating and have fun with it. I'm going to end by saying remember that what I said earlier, the joy is in the journey. Don't wait until the future, until you get that raise or that promotion or you meet that goal to be happy. The real, to me, success is just happiness. It's being happy. It's enjoying the journey. And there's no power in then or later. Your power is right now. And bliss happens now.
Wow. I love that. Bliss happens now. You're right.
No power in then or later, ever.
Carrie, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. This was just fabulous. I was writing Fast and Furious. I got a whole notebook page full of notes. So that was great. And I'm on behalf of the entire audience, thank you for joining the call today. I know we all learned a lot.
Oh, you're so welcome. I had a really good time, and I hope that people gained some new insight and feel inspired after listening to us today. So thank you for the opportunity to talk to your audience. It was great.
Well, you're welcome. And for everyone out there listening, stay tuned tomorrow. We have another fabulous guest coming on tomorrow. And keep those emails and Facebook posts coming. I'm getting lots of really positive feedback, and it's all wonderful. And pretty soon I'm going to start sharing some of that. I'm just collating things now. So talk to everyone tomorrow and go out and create a movement that matters for the world.